So if two devotees were introduced together, but one of them has advanced a lot and is getting a lot of appreciation, and that causes some heartburn, envy or towards them, other person, what should we do? Three broad things. First is that we understand that every one of us has an eternal relationship with Krishna. So just because so Krishna is reciprocating with someone doesn't mean that he is not reciprocating with us. Just because, so it's not like sometimes there's a love triangle where the one girl is available to two boys are after a girl, and if a girl goes to one boy, there is no longer available to another person. So it's not like that. Krishna is infinite and he is available for every one of us no matter what happens. So in that sense of the spiritual connection with Krishna, the spiritual satisfaction, the experience of love, that is available for us even now. Of course, we may not experience it fully because we are not that pure right now, but still, it's there. So no matter how much that devotee advances, it's not going to affect us. In the spiritual world, there is place for him and there is place for us, both. So in the sense, from the spiritual perspective, it makes no difference. But of course, because we are in the material world, from the social, emotional perspective, it does matter. Now, if we feel that somebody else is has advanced more, is getting appreciation more, then we could see that as a spur for ourselves becoming more dedicated. And we can say that, you know, if this person can advance, then why can't I? If this person can grow, then so can I. So it's not that this person was born a pure devotee. We were together. So it might just be that for whatever reasons, maybe their life was more favorable, or it could be that they themselves might be more advanced from a previous life. But if they've gone that far in the journey, I can also go ahead in that journey. Thinking in this way, we can actually move forwards. That means that can inspire us to move on further. So somebody else's advancement can give us faith in the process of bhakti, that it is not just this person has advanced, I am also following the same process. So if I follow it diligently, I will also advance. The third thing is that we can see that sometimes advancement is not necessarily just an external activity. So that devotee may be doing a lot of service, and that devotee may be getting appreciation because of that. But whatever service that devotee is doing and whatever advancement that devotee is making, if we appreciated that devotee and that devotee's service, we will also make advancement simply by appreciating others. So if we see appreciation also as a devotional service and try to look at the good in that person and appreciate them, then we may not feel spontaneous appreciation coming up within us, but appreciation done as a service which will purify us, that can inspire us to look more at the positive.